Have you ever told yourself, I'm a nice person, I shouldn't get angry? There you go. Or maybe you've told yourself, I should go to the gym every day in order to be healthy. Or I really should get up and do some work. Today, I'm going to be sharing with you three massive thinking errors that are keeping you in a stressed out state. I haven't been on my channel a long time, but in case this is the first time you've ever seen me, my name is Shala Ezekoli. I am a doctor, an author, a coach, a speaker, and an overall multi-potentialite. But today, I'm going to be talking about three massive thinking errors that keep you in a stressed out state, especially if you're a woman. Now, I'm going to talk about thinking errors and what they are. In the mental health world and in the business world, I think the business, or the therapy world, mental health world, I think more so than the business world, we call them cognitive distortions. Basically, these are errors of thought, errors in our thought patterns that we think are normal. We just think that this is the way we think because we think that way. But I'm going to show you three specific thinking errors that are keeping you in a stressed out state. And I actually wrote about them in my book. My book is called Free to Be, The Empowered Woman's Handbook. You can actually read it if you're a man as well and be empowered. But I'm going to share three of those. And if you want the rest of them, there are actually 13 of them. You can buy the book, which is available on Amazon. Links will be in the comments and the show notes. So here goes. The first thinking error that keeps you in a stressed out state is should statements. Remember when I started? Have you ever told yourself, I'm a nice person, I shouldn't get angry? Or I should go to the gym. I should. One of my friends says this. She says, stop shoulding all over yourself. That just about tickled me pink. Now, why are should statements thought distortions that we shouldn't engage in? It's because, first of all, the word should is not a motivator at all. When was the last time you said to yourself, oh, I should do this, and immediately felt motivated to do that? And a lot of times when we make these should statements, we're not delving deeper into the truth of what is. Let me give an example. You say something like, I'm a nice person, I shouldn't get angry. Is that really true? That because you're a nice person, you shouldn't get angry? No. Instead of saying that, how about anger is a valid emotion. I'm feeling angry right now. Let's explore this. Why am I angry? What is the cause of my anger? Instead of saying, I should go to the gym and exercise. I should go to the gym. Usually that's where people stop. I should go to the gym. No, instead of saying I should go to the gym, maybe go, I would like to go to the gym so that I can achieve XYZ. I should get up and clean this house. I should. Should statements are demotivating, and they're actually among the thinking errors that we make that keep us stressed out. When was the last time you told yourself, I should do this, and you immediately felt motivated, happy, and you went ahead and did it? You probably gave yourself an excuse why you were not doing that thing, because that's usually how it goes. I should usually doesn't motivate us to do anything better. It's just a statement that makes us feel bad, makes us feel guilty, and makes you feel like a bunch of wet socks have been dumped into your lap. So stop shoulding all over yourself. Instead, pick better motivators. I want to clean my house. I want to go to the gym. I don't want to be angry. I want to be happy. Let's work on this XYZ conflict so that I can stop feeling angry about this. You see, when you dig deeper and find more empowering statements, then you're able to create actual solutions that don't leave you feeling in a stressed out state. That's number one. Now, The second thinking error, I'm talking about the three biggest thinking errors that keep you in a stressed out state, especially if you're a woman. The second one is jumping to conclusions. Oh my goodness. Many people are experts at jumping to conclusions. I saw a cartoon once that said, here is the x-ray where you broke your leg jumping to conclusions. Ooh, I love it. Jumping to conclusions is making conclusive statements on an incomplete set of facts. Sometimes people even distort facts to fit the conclusion that they've jumped to. Let me give you an example. You walk into your office, you say hi to Mr. X. Mr. X goes, and just grunts. You walk in there and you're like, oh, I know why he's grunting. It's because I reported him to the boss last week because he clocked out early. You don't know that. Number one, he didn't tell you that. All he did was grunt. You may be right, yes, but you may be wrong. But what if I told you Mr. X just had a root canal and he's used up all his PTO, so he had to be at work today? You see what jumping to conclusions can do and how it can put you in a stressed out state. So now all you're doing all day is thinking of, oh my goodness, now you've built up this imaginary fight that you're going to have with Mr. X, or an imaginary defense that you're going to make when he finally confronts you about why you reported him for clocking off early, et cetera, et cetera. And I know about root canals because once I had a root canal, and the next day I was in so much pain, I couldn't go to work. Luckily, I had taken the day off anyway. But here it is. When we jump to conclusions, we stress ourselves out because we're giving ourselves more mental work, more things to think about. You have to think about why. Now you're going to imagine a fight with Mr. X. Sometimes we do that with our husbands. We try to, the husband does one thing and the wife makes a conclusion from what was done without complete evidence. Somebody puts his keys on the table and the immediate conclusion is, oh my goodness, look at him untidying the place. He doesn't love me. No, guy's just tired. He just put his keys down because that was the nearest place the keys were to put the keys, right? So let us train our minds to walk away from jumping to conclusions. Sometimes all you need to do is remind yourself, you know what? I don't have all the facts. I don't have all the facts. A few years ago, and I've told this story before, I made an offer of a cash gift to a business, and the business, they were invited to present at our at an event, and everything was going fine until a few days later. This individual said, oh no, they don't want our money. I was like, oh, so I said, why? And they never told me why. So obviously I was left with this swirling in my mind, like, wait a minute, we offered you money on a platter with no strings attached. They wanted to come and talk at our event and all of that, but I mean, it wasn't a payment for that. It was just, hey, we're raising some money. We'll give it to you because we believe in what you're doing. I do that sometimes, as people do, right? You see something that you like, you know, somebody you want to partner with, someone who maybe is just coming up, and you're like, hey, you know, let me help you out. That was all it was. It wasn't even a demand for them to present at our event, but presenting would have helped more people know about them. So they turned down our offer, didn't say why, and in the end they said, well, you know, we could come and present at your event, but then they just didn't turn up. I'm telling you, if I had been jumping to conclusions all over the place, what would I have gained? So my husband and I were talking about it. He's like, I wonder why, this and that. And, you know, at the end, we both came to the conclusion, like, look, all this stuff we're doing, we're just assuming and speculating. We don't know why. We'll never know why. So let's just move on with our lives. Simple. Sometimes we just don't know. And I think in our minds, we want to know, right? So in a bid to want to know the why of something, we just fill in the gaps with what, quite frankly, is imaginary stuff because we don't know. Now, there's something called intuitive reasoning, etc., etc., but that's not what I'm talking about here. How you can sometimes just know something without knowing it, and then you find out later that you're right. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about everyday things where you jump to conclusions without really much evidence of the truth. So that is jumping to conclusions. The last one, and not the least, which is an offshoot of jumping to conclusions, is mind reading, where you think you know what people are thinking. And I'm actually going to read from my book about this one, because this is a good one. Mind reading. Yes, like I said, it's an offshoot of jumping to conclusions. Instead of being a mind reader, acknowledge the fact that there are some things that you don't actually know, and as such, speculation is fruitless. As I work in the online space and help people launch their own online businesses, I have clients who are sometimes worried that people will think badly of their promotional content. I have to sometimes gently remind them that unless someone has said as much to them, they really don't know, and they need to take a breath and follow the evidence. Following the evidence. Don't try to read people's mind for them. You don't know what anyone is thinking. And just like the person I shared about early on with jumping to conclusions, if I'd been jumping to conclusions and, you know, mind reading, I would have probably come up with some unsavory things that were not necessarily true. You know, they maybe whatever reason they had for turning down money. Look, till this day, it doesn't make sense to me. But the truth is that, you know what? I still don't know. In as much as something doesn't make sense to you, you know, jumping to conclusions and mind reading, they make you stressed out. And how do they make you stressed out? Because they put you into this constant speculative state, and in the end you really don't arrive at true conclusions except the conclusions you've made up in your own mind. Think of how much brain space you would save if you were not shooting all over yourself, jumping to conclusions, and mind reading. Then you'll be able to see things clearly. Instead of going should, you decide. Do I want to do this or do I not want to do it? If I want to do it, let me make a plan to do it. If I don't want to do it, then forget about it. Instead of jumping to conclusions, just mind reading, just realize, look, there are some things I don't know. Until someone has told me their thoughts or shown me by actions, I don't know. It's like, oh, I post something on social media. I'm sure people are going to think, I've heard people say this all the time. Oh, I'm sure people are going to think, what's wrong with this one? I was like, actually, no, they're not thinking anything. Especially in the social media space, people, you know, new entrepreneurs, you know, posting their new venture and, you know, being scared of rejection and wondering if people are going to accept it and things like that. And going on and on about, oh, people are going to do this and people are going to do that, people are going to do the other. But you don't know what people are going to do or say until they do or say it. It's better not to try to jump to conclusions, not to try to read in people's mind, and just live your life. Live your life. Because this life, you have just one life on this earth to live. So why waste your time trying to speculate over what people are doing, etc., etc.? So instead of shooting, speculating, jumping to conclusions, and mind reading, constantly ask yourself the question, is this true? Do I know enough to make this conclusion? Do I want this or do I not want it? So, there it is. three massive thinking errors that keep you in a stressed out state. Well, that's it from me for now. And I will see you next time when I will be talking about April. April is the stress awareness month. So I'll be talking about some other content on stress management and how we can manage our stress, our anxiety, and live a peaceful, happy life.